don't bother wondering who the starting tailback is going to be on Sunday, because even head coach Mike Shanahan does not yet know.
I just really don't know at this time. I'm not trying to be coy. We got three guys that I feel can run the football, three guys that can block, and I'm going to watch how they practice this week, and we'll go with our gut feeling.
I mean, he told us, you know, beginning of the week it was going to be like this, so it's like no surprise. We already know where we stand. We just repetition still the same in practice. Me and Mike still rotating, and he'll throw Cedric in there for a couple plays. But, you know, I can't do nothing about it. All I can do is go out and just be me, and whenever I get in the game or if I start it off, just try to do what I can do so I can stay in.
The backs are all in the mix, but they're also all in the dark.
Yeah, because if I don't know, it's hard for me to share it with them.
They won't tell nobody yet. So. They don't want us to leak it out to none of y'all. So, you know, we just got. They won't even tell us.
If I said I'd share it with them, that kind of would not be good for me. You'd call me a liar.
But the truth is, the pressure is on the backs to prove themselves. Not just in the Edward Jones Dome in front of 65,000 on Sunday, but in front of the coaches and their teammates at this week's practices.
We can't let our guards down, and that's basically what he's saying, that anybody can slip up or slip down, and he just wants us to stay on our toes and prepare like we are the starter. You know, everyone needs to prepare the same and be ready for the game Sunday.
As long as I've been playing football, I always prepare like I was a starter, you know what I mean, even when I wasn't. So we wouldn't really know, but even if I was in a situation where I wouldn't start, I'll still be paying attention just like I was a starter, and I'll be practicing just as hard as I was. So it's pretty much the same for me.
I just have to be prepared and prepare myself, you know, as though I was the starter or the third string player. You know, we all prepare the same way.
Does experience help? Maybe, but then again, maybe not.
I hope that, you know, my little experience that I do have will, you know, put me ahead of them. But, you know, I don't think coaches worry about our lit. You know, if that was the case, I'd be a starter. So I'm just going to go out and just, you know, like I say, whenever I get in, just go out and just play.
Both Tatum and Cedric just have experience, you know what I mean? And I think they both did really good jobs when they're in there. So I still feel I got some areas I need to prove in.
At this early in the game, I feel that, you know, nobody has established themselves yet. So I think that everyone's going to go and get the opportunity to go out there and, you know, prove that they deserve to be on the field.
Whatever happens, I'll wait my turn if I have to, or if I go out there and I am in the starting, then I'm just going to go out there and do my best and try to help the team win.
But for now, the tailbacks will just work and wait. Until next time, this is Andrew Mason saying take care and thanks for watching.